This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives will vote this week on the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The House impeachment inquiry is scheduled to hear from two State Department and Ukraine experts on Wednesday, a day after Ukraine's expert on the national security staff told the House impeachment inquiry that he was so concerned that President Trump urged Ukraine to investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Venman is an Iraq veteran, wounded in combat. He also came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are using that in questioning his loyalty.
That was despicable. I think it's despicable.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez, and Mazie Hirono shortly after Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell stayed out of it.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A Swiss expert laments glacier melting as the United Nations focuses on mountains. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Swiss Minister for Home Affairs Alain Berset says over 10% of the Alpine country's glaciers have been lost over the last 5 years, a depletion not seen in over a century, as the UN's weather agency opens its first ever meeting on how climate change is affecting mountains. The meeting brings together 150 experts to examine mountain glaciers, snow and permafrost, which regulate freshwater resources for about half of the world's population. They hope to find key areas in which to take quick action. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge blocked Alabama's near total abortion ban from taking effect next month, saying the law is clearly unconstitutional. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index dropped 0.4 points last.
The message.
That was not Ms. Adler. And in other news, today we're looking at the authorities in Massachusetts investigating a claim that workers at MIT lab have been exposed to radiation. And a story that we've been following throughout the evening. In sports, the U.S. Baseball World Championship will be decided in one game on Wednesday night in Houston after the Washington Nationals defeated the Houston Astros 7-2 Tuesday night, evening the series at 3 games each, forcing a decisive 7th game. And just recapping some of the top stories we had this hour, the House impeachment inquiry is scheduled to hear from two of the State Department Ukraine experts on Wednesday. This all comes a day after Ukraine's expert on the national security staff told the House impeachment inquiry that he was so concerned that President Trump had urged Ukraine to investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors to that effect. And a federal judge has blocked Alabama's near total abortion ban from taking effect next month, saying that law was clearly unconstitutional. And consumer confidence has fallen for a third straight month. And the AP's Mike Hempen will have that story coming up within the next hour. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. And that address is voanews.com. And you can also log on to the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.